As the battle between U.S.-led forces and the militia of Muqtada al-Sadr rages, the Iraqi government has been on the offensive. This weekend, it announced an amnesty for low-level insurgents and reinstated the death penalty for those convicted of attacking police and government officials. And an arrest warrant was issued to a former Pentagon advisor and member of the Iraqi Governing Council, Ahmed Chalabi. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Baghdad. Good morning, Ivan.
Good morning, Renee.
First, the battle with Muqtada Sadr's supporters. What are his deputies saying about the Iraqi government?
They're saying that this has all been planned out from the beginning by the Iraqi government and the U.S. military, and they seem to be getting desperate. They met with the United Nations envoy here in Baghdad this weekend to try to get help for mediating a ceasefire. They've been calling for support from Sunni and Shia Muslim groups. And they announced, I just spoke with a deputy who says that the leader of Sadr's organization here in Baghdad survived an assassination attempt around midnight last night here that killed his driver. They won't say who was behind that, but they're calling Iraqi Prime Minister Ayad Alawi just another Saddam Hussein. And I think the realization is sinking in that they are to be dismantled by Alawi's government and the allies in the U.S. military. The spokesman for Sadr's organization, they have been frequently speaking with the international media. They're really eager to talk to journalists to try to get attention to their situation right now.
Let's talk about those charges against Ahmed Chalabi. Tell us more about that.
Well, I spoke to the prosecuting judge who issued the arrest warrant for Ahmed Chalabi. Ahmed Chalabi is being accused of counterfeiting money. And his nephew, Salem Chalabi, who has organized the Saddam Hussein tribunal here, he's been accused of the murder of a finance ministry official last May here in Iraq. Recall that Ahmed Chalabi, he's a former advisor to the Pentagon. He's been accused of giving false information to the U.S. government that helped bring about the start of the war. And he recently fell out with Washington, which had been supplying his organization with more than $300,000 a month. Last May, his headquarters here in Baghdad was raided by Iraqi police.
And what does Chalabi say about having an arrest warrant issued for him by the Iraqi government, the interim government?
He says this is a politically motivated attack. Chalabi, Ahmed Chalabi, is out of the country right now in Iran. He says the judge who issued this arrest warrant is actually a former U.S. translator for the former occupation authority who's simply carrying out American orders. Salem Chalabi, the nephew, is also out of the country in London right now. Both say they're going to come back to Iraq to defend themselves.
And tell us more about these other laws, the amnesty, the reinstatement of the death penalty that were issued this weekend.
It really looks like Prime Minister Ayad Alawi's government is trying to go on the offensive. It's offering a carrot and stick approach to its opponents in the Iraqi insurgency. First, over the weekend, they announced an amnesty that gives low-level insurgents 30 days to turn themselves in and be free of any kind of punishment. But then the next day, the government announced the reinstatement of the death penalty, saying that those convicted of murder, rape, or attacking police and government officials, that they can be executed. Also, the government this weekend shut down the Al Jazeera News Network's Baghdad Bureau for 30 days for saying that it was portraying Iraq in a negative image, you know, showing images of the foreign hostages that have been taken so frequently over the past month, and for the extensive coverage Al Jazeera has given of Iraqi insurgents. This government has been facing a siege-like mentality. It's been its security forces and officials are the targets of constant attacks and assassination attempts since it basically took over. An Iranian diplomat was taken hostage over the weekend. This morning, the deputy governor of a neighboring province to Baghdad was wounded in a suicide car bomb attack that killed and injured dozens of others. And throughout the morning here, we've been hearing insurgents lobbing mortar shells and rockets into central Baghdad. So this siege mentality of the government continues. It appears to be trying to take the initiative back.
Thanks very much. NPR's Ivan Watson speaking from Baghdad.